With Will on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and those of you who are listening on the live stream at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, which I just managed to put up. Yay! It's so fabulous. And thank you very much to the owner of the network for sending us the link to be able to do that. Now, we had a very interesting weekend, lots and lots of meetings and such, and in New Zealand you may be listening to us over the airwaves sooner than you think. We're just entering into a little bit of a discussion, and one of the guys who runs a radio network here, ironically working for Greenpeace, wants to replay our show. As well as give me another one. So that's fantastic, isn't it? We were talking about the expansion of the show and how it's kind of happening organically, you know, like we're not forcing anything. We're just coming here, we're doing the show, and people just love it. You know, quite literally. If you go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and go to the listeners section, you can see what a lot of people are saying about the show. One in particular that I liked was Tim in Florida. Vinny, I've been listening to your show for the past few months and I absolutely love it. The show's been only going for a few months. He's been there from the beginning. I secretly listen to it while I work, which is in front of the computer most of the day. I'm glad you have such a sense of humor about the tragedies in the world. The serious of it all, I think, may be shaping our worldview to be pessimistic and depressing. Not sure if that is by design, but your show wakes me up to many realizations. Will is an amazing asset, and I agree with him most of the time. I think that most of us are not 100% sure of any position we take, and luckily have the ability to change our minds if sufficient information is presented to us. Keep up the hard work you do. I wanted to pass on an article that I came across during my research. It's from openyoureyes.org.nz. Interestingly enough, because it's great that we've got sort of an international contingent to this, and we've got Americans that are sending us New Zealand information. Isn't that fantastic? And since I'm a landscape architect by trade and all my colleagues are talking about the green movement and sustainability, and it must be in capital letters or you'll be shot, I wonder about this thing we call sustainable development and its root cause. I like finding ideas that support a view of a root cause of a problem rather than the problem itself. There is enough of that in the MSM and everywhere else. MSM, mainstream media. Take care, and like I said, keep up the good work. So there you go, Will.
Thanks, Tim. Not everyone is scum, filth, trash yet, obviously. I told you, Vinny, I told you there's some good people out there.
Yeah. Yes. And we'll be right back with more scum, filth, trash from Vinny Eastwood Show with you. Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show with Will. I think what was the term Mitch used to describe the music for the show? Eclectic. If you go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, sure, and you have a look, we've got the show music available for your listening pleasure. Somewhere on there, there's a little thingy in the corner that says more, more. Just click on that and you'll be able to see my bio and be able to contact the show and also listen to the music of it. Other than that, you can also listen to our podcast, which we do every day after the show. We've got archives up there. We even have a show blog, which posts up a lot of the articles that we read out on air here, thanks to our associate producer, Chris. And, of course, the particular Kiwi little segment, because we're Kiwis, you know, we kind of... yeah, we're racist. We want a special thingy for the Kiwis, you know. The Kiwi Collaborated segment. There's bugger all news, all right, in this country. Seriously. You will not be able to find any decent information if you go to virtually any news source in this country, okay? I'm not joking
either. Prepared about the GST. Every company now is telling us, get in, buy our useless junk before the GST. Before the GST is our goods and services tax, and commie tax, as I like to call it. It's just a flat rate of tax thrown on everything, even food. You know, who cares if you're poor and hungry? Just there you go. Here's 15% extra on it, and then for the Fuhrer. So the whole country's getting prepared for that. You should be smart and buy things now, okay? And you're so pragmatic. That's a pragmatic people. They analyze crap and they take it. They take it right over the head, day after day. And the dogmatic people get real fired up and want to, you know, throw the GST bill out and say, no, we shouldn't even have 12.5% as it currently is. That's the biggest news in this country because it goes up on the 1st of October. The other big news would be, well, it won't be even news. It'll just come up and happen. Here's a new search and surveillance bill. We can now put cameras in your house. Thank you very much. And then the other side is, well, the air's being taxed for the climate cultists, and they should be happy about that, but they're not. They want more tax. They want more regulation. You know what I mean? Psychopaths. They just want, and they write in my local paper about a post-carbon era that we've all got to move in. Post-carbon? Yeah. We're a carbon-based life form. Post-carbon? You know? Like, why don't they just say post-human? Like, why? We're moving towards a post-human lifestyle. And just pure death style, more like.
Oh, the tyranny.
Weirdos, man. I love how we can't say, a lot of people get pissed off with lighter side of genocide. So we can't say lighter side of genocide. But they can talk all day about how there's too many people and how we've got to, you know, have population controls for Gaia, which is effectively genocide. They can talk all day about how there's nothing wrong with aborting 50 million babies and killing most of the black people that have ever existed in America. They can talk all day about that. But we can't use simple words. Oh, genocide. Some people are sensitive to that.
We can't make jokes. And it's just like, well, for goodness sake, you people need to develop a sense of humor, okay? Grow it like a parasite on your pineal gland that allows you to see through dimensions of time or something. You know, these are the sense of humor that these people need to develop. Yeah. They're so depressing. Well, you know, the climate cultists, they're also serious at the time. Oh, the world's going to die. I'm going to run around waving my arms in the air.
The time for debate's over. Every day you're wasting here, the sea levels are rising, it's getting hotter.
even in the Daily Telegraph, you know,
they're conservative, Vinny. They're bought out by big oil. Don't you understand, Vinny? They're part of the big oil conspiracy. All the conspiracy around climate change is on your side of the debate, Vinny. Don't you get it? They're all trying to say that climate change isn't man-made. Haven't you heard that all over TV? We have a fool trying to tell us that the other week. I mean,
well, Pacific Islands growing, not shrinking due to climate change. Okay, isn't it? And this is on Gorilla Media.co.nz.
We've got to send that to Tane because he was always telling me. I'd always have a climate change debate with him, and it'd be like an hour over Facebook. I'm sure you guys have all had those debates by now. And at the end of it, he would just go, because I'd just obliterate him with facts. And so the little leftist would just sit there and go, you need to go to the Pacific Islands and tell them their island's not going to shrink and all this sort of stuff. And you need to go to Tokelau and stuff. And I'm like, I don't need to. I can see the satellite images. Are you saying that they're doctoring the images? Because if it, you know, just like they did with the Cuban Missile Crisis. Because if you are, then you're a conspiracy theorist. So which way is it? You know, are you saying? So why do I need to go there? It's like I don't need to go to the football games to know the result.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, if you can with TV coverage and satellite coverage and with the internet these days, you can get better coverage of an event, whether it's 9/11. You know, not that I'm saying it's an entertainment event or anything, but you can get better angles of an event through TV and the internet and everything else. And you can be informed of what's going on around the world. And so he denies that basic fact and says, you need to go to the islands and tell them the island's not shrinking because they're losing their land and crops and everything else.
I'll read out this article then. Low-lying Pacific islands regarded as poster child examples of the threat from rising sea levels are expanding, not sinking, a new study has revealed. Scientists have been surprised by the findings, which show that some islands have grown by almost one-third over the past 60 years. Among the island chains to have increased in land are the Tuvalu and neighbouring Kiribati, both of which attracted attention at last year's Copenhagen Climate Summit. Right? They focus on the very thing which proves them wrong. Isn't that funny? Now, in the study, researchers compared aerial photographs and high-resolution satellite images of 27 islands taken since the 1950s. Only four islands, mostly uninhabited, had decreased in area despite local sea level rises of almost 5 inches in that time, while 23 stayed the same or grew. Seven islands in Tuvalu grew, one by 30%, although the study did not include the most populous island. In Kiribati, the three of the most densely populated islands, Betio, Boraiki, Nanikai, also grew by 12.5% and 30%. Professor Paul Kench of Auckland University, who co-authored the study with Dr. Arthur Webb, a Fiji-based expert on coastal processes, said the study challenged the view that the islands were sinking as a result of global warming. And quote, 80% of the islands we've looked at have either remained about the same or, in fact, got larger. Some have gotten dramatic. Said, we've now got evidence that the physical foundations of these islands will still be there in 100 years, he told New Scientist magazine. And also, this reminds me of what was it called? The Maldive Islands. You know, they're another poster child for this global climate cultist debate. And they're saying, oh, well, you know, the sea level's rising. It's like, no, it's not. You're just ripping out all the mangroves which hold the island steady and stop the silt from getting in all over the place. And now that the fact that you've ripped them all out and the water is coming in and has nothing to stop it washing away the sand, your island is getting washed away because you're idiots. All right? That's pretty much it. I wouldn't say the vast majority, but almost every single example that I've seen of climate cultist, oh my God, we're all going to freaking die, have all been caused by man. Like even Al Gore, Mr. Freeze himself, I'm sure Batman would certainly love to get his hands on that boy. What did he say? Oh yeah, in Chad. Right, in Chad, or around the Dead Sea and stuff like that. They're like, oh, well, look, all this water's disappearing. It's climate change. Well, no, it's not, Al Gore. Actually, it's because everybody didn't have any consideration for how much water they were using to try and grow vegetables and crops in the middle of a desert. You know, resource management, people. It's not that difficult. He said that
Israel knows how to.
Has a, Yeah. Well, he said the study suggested the islands had a natural ability to respond to rising sea levels by accumulating coral debris from the outlying reefs that surround them. It's been long taught that as the sea level goes up, islands will sit there and drown. But they won't, Professor Kinch said. The trend is largely explained by the fact that the islands comprise mostly of coral debris eroded from encircling reefs, which is pushed up onto the islands by wind and waves. Because coral is a living organism, it continues to grow and establish itself in its new home. So the process becomes continuous. Land reclamation and deposition of other sediment also contribute in the process. These islands are so low-lying that in extreme events, waves crash straight over the top of them, Professor Kinch said. In doing that, they transport sediment from the beach or adjacent reef platform and are thrown onto the top of the island. But the two scientists warn that people living on the island still face serious challenges from climate change, even after they've just kind of debunked themselves, particularly if the pace of sea level rises were to overtake that of sediment buildup. The fresh groundwater that sustains villages and their crops could be destroyed. The land may be there, but will they still be able to support human habitation, he said. Naomi Thurbo, a student from Kiribati who studied the islands for a PhD, said no one should be lulled into thinking erosion and inundation were not taking their toll on the islands. Apart from, you know, the satellite images that say the opposite. And in a populated place, people can't move back or inland because there's hardly any place to move into. So that's quite dramatic, she said. All right. Now, here's the interesting thing. This article coming out of the Telegraph, written by a New Zealander, interestingly enough, talks about how, all of these big, scary, you know, things that they've been doing, ravaging us with climate change, has all been a farce. And then they end the article by saying, oh, yes, it's all a farce, but still keep worrying about it. Stupidity.
Oh, they just—they can't lose, man. They can't lose because now it's gone from global warming to just climate change. So just regardless of what happens, and it will happen due to nature alone. And look, we do have some natural catastrophes. Sorry, I got it out. Catastrophes going on, but they're not focusing on any of those solutions. They're not out there, you know, planting more trees, taking it. The bull by the horn. They're out there calling for the government and just protesting, and the government's not doing enough, and we all want state solutions to global problems, to solar problems. And it just becomes completely insane no matter what angle you approach it from. As long as you approach it from a logical angle, it becomes completely insane. They're single-cause people. They don't care about anything else. The biggest thing they should be caring about in this world, if they know how this world works, and I don't agree with the way it works, but just how it works, the biggest thing they need to focus on is the money and the issue of the issuance of money. And this basic corruption just goes completely past their eyes and everything else, because that's a conspiracy also. See, if they realized just how intrinsic corruption and conspiracy is, then they'd realize just how baloney their cause is. But see, one comes before the other, and they just can't work it out, these people. Or they work out the banking system. Like, I got some just up the road from me who have followed that Chris Martinson's crash course. And I recommend to people that you watch it if you want to see typical problem reaction solution used by the globalists in the form of a individual, Chris Martinson, taking action in his community. It's like, it's another one of these Peter Joseph style globalist run scams. I recommend people watch it, just totally, so they're aware of propaganda. And anyway, because it does have some truth in it and some good things in it. But anyway, it's all about using the falling dollar and using the economic crisis, not understanding it, but then using that as a motivation to move beyond cars and beyond technology and simplify life totally. Whereas, you know, and they might be right, but I'm kind of the mindset, you know, I want a car right now in the paradigm I live. And because a car represents freedom in some way, I find, you know, that's another story, but that's I find that that's a common thread amongst people who like freedom, basically, in a true way. A vehicle represents freedom, you know, and travel and independence. And those want us to not have vehicles. Okay, that leaves us subservient to a state in some form. They're all for public transport. Of course they are. They want to collectivize us. They're all for just throwing out your TVs, throwing out your computer. It's all worthless crap anyway. The monetary system's the monetary system's fiat, so everything's worthless crap. Well, that's not exactly true. They use fiat currency to then hoard real assets. You could do the same. You could go out there and for 1,700 New Zealand dollars or whatever it is today, about 1,800, you could buy a troy ounce of gold. And that 1,800 New Zealand dollars worth of gold would be worth about $3,000 next year when the economy collapses. It's gone up 27% in 1 year. It's gone up 193% in 5 years. So if you bought $100,000 worth of gold 5 years ago, you'd be sitting on $283,000 worth today. You wouldn't want to sell it, though. You'd be an idiot. But still, we have legitimate – this shows you how stupid people are. I went to that biggest slave mall in the country, Sylvia Park. They've got this set up there, a store set up there, where people are saying trade your gold in for cash. They run ads on TV and in the newspaper. It's not against our advertising regulations. It should be totally illegal. They're scamming weak-minded people who need some fast money. Trade in your family heirloom gold rings and everything. So they get real assets. They'll melt it down into the troy ounces. And they're giving you a bit of cash. People are like, oh, wow, I got $60. Trade in my husband's ring, you know? Huh.
Very small amounts of it too. I mean, the large amount of the money that you pay for rings and jewelry and that kind of thing goes in the craftsmanship. And what these gold sellers are doing is they're only paying for the actual gold in it, and not all of these things are 100% gold. So you wind up not getting an awful lot back at all.
It'll be gold plating, and just yeah.
But interesting, you should mention the gold sellers, because I know the people who are running those, Rowan and Debbie, the two people that I know that are doing that in the big old slave mall there, and really good people. They love it, but you know, it's just a job to them, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's a pretty immoral job, because those are real assets they're taking off people, and they're liquidating them for fake New Zealand dollars that are going to become worthless as the globalists push forth their new currency, as we know they're doing. They've invested in the SDRs, they've invested in the Bancor. It is their agenda. It's all going to happen, short of people realizing it and waking up to it and defending themselves. But, you know, our country's been sold out to the Japanese. People complain about Asian produce and materials. Our money's from them.
Oh, God. Oh, what a tangled web we weave. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show with Will, and we'll be right back after the break. United we stand, and divided we fall. Unity, please don't desert me. Online with the Vinnie Eastwood Show and Will. There's one article that Will recommended we read out, but before we do, just got a couple of things to mention. Christy, one of the hosts of the Truth Brigade, well, the host of the truthbrigade.com, have her in your prayers tomorrow. She needs about as much strength as she can get. And if you have a look at her website there, truthbrigade.com, she's had her kids taken away from her, and she's trying to get them back, and been having a little bit of problems with the state. Truthbrigade.com/leavechristyalone. Certainly hope she has a lot less struggle than she deserves. But in either case, speaking of less struggle than they deserve, global warming alarmist calls for eco-gulags to re-educate climate deniers. As if the communism couldn't be any more obvious. A Finnish environmentalist guru has gone further. I'm sorry, I can't be there. Environmentalist guru. This just cracks me up, bro. It has gone further than any other global warming alarmist in openly calling for fascism as a necessary step to save the planet from ecological destruction, demanding that climate change deniers be re-educated in eco-gulags and that the vast majority of humans be killed, with the rest enslaved and controlled by a green police state, which will forcibly sterilize people, confiscate cars, and restrict travel, except to the elite. Philosopher Pentti Linkola has been an enthusiastic following of self-described eco-fascist, receptive to his message that the state should enact draconian measures of discipline, prohibition, enforcement, and oppression in order to make people comply with environmental dictates. Oh, you can't make this stuff up. You can't, okay? Every single time where I have the climate cultists, you know, trying to argue with me, blah, blah, it's about this, it's about that, you know, you don't care about the environment of you. It's just like, look, fascism ain't good for anybody. They make it sound like a paradise, but history proves that it's never been working out well for anybody.
Unless you're listen to how they enforce it, Vinny. If you listen to it, it's just not even the subject matter. But the mode of enforcement, it's all a statist enforcement model, right? It's none of it is voluntary. Another thing, it's not like passive education. People who really care about a subject want people to be educated passively. They don't want to go, here you go, this is our truth, and this is what you've got to listen to, which is how people perceive us. Yeah, but it's not. That's what the establishment does to people every single day. That's why it seems like they're being attacked when we say, well, you know, our truth. Because it's 180 degrees away from theirs. But see how, notice how he wants to enforce it? It's by government issuing fines, government forcing people. It's not passive or dispersive or collaborative in any way. It's not leftist and loving. It's tyrannical.
Yeah, and straight up.
That's what the dumb dupes don't realize.
The Mel Barters and everything else.
They don't know that they are pandering to a bunch of vampires, and they've got no idea.
Oh, and I've got a perfect example sent to me by one of our great listeners, Lars. He goes, man, people are so underinformed in this country. He's having a conversation with this dude, and he says, man, you really like BP? And the guy says, why wouldn't I? They haven't done any wrong to me. And my owner's manual for my truck recommends using only BP fuel. and then Lars goes, BP's dumping toxic corrosion over the Gulf of Mexico and even on people along the shoreline. That corporation has turned the whole area into hell. And the guy goes, you're talking to a person who has a background in water treatment. Bad water equals job security. And he goes, and Lars was just like, to me, thinking, yeah, man, it's depressing when people either don't know what's going on or respond this way when I tell them what is going on. All right, and I go, no, man, it's not depressing. It's hilarious. No, seriously, isn't that absolutely hilarious? A guy will, you know, actively just think to himself, oh, you know what? It's great that there's heaps of poisoning of the water going on because it's my job to clear poisons out of the water. So let's just poison it all, you know. Poison, poison, poison. That'll be fabulous. And this is probably one of the things that's really ticking off a heck of a lot of our listeners out there, is just the stupidity of the slaves and how easy they are to dumb down, manipulate, and basically mute. You know, these people don't get up on their hind legs and say anything or do anything whenever the fascism baton knocks on their door. And back to the article. This guy's barbaric and dictatorial philosophy has remained relatively obscure, but is now gaining traction as the mask of environmentalism is lifted to unveil its true nature. A justification for 21st century tyranny on a grand scale, characterized by eugenics, sterilization, gulags, police states, and total government control over every aspect of our existence. This is the most important issue, you know, and some people say, oh, Vinny, you know, you're discussing climate change too much. It's not really that important. Well, actually, I kind of think, it's probably one of the most important subjects in the world today, this climate change debate, because it is the engine by which everybody is being manipulated into accepting a tyrannical police state. Once a tyrannical police state is in, it will be damn near impossible to get rid of it, okay? That's why it's such an important thing. And that's why, you know, Lord Christopher Monckton and so many other people are exposing it so incredibly well because of the timing of it, you know?
Yeah, now, you're not talking about too much, Vinny. I mean, these people will see what happens in Cancun this year. They're going to try to push through a blanket, uniform, global carbon tax. And then New Zealand is saying, good, we're not the only ones. Now the big countries are paying for their footprint. This is excellent. I love the UN. And that will be their model, and they're just walking straight into this. So, and at the same time, as they set up a global tax, they'll be pushing through this. They'll be using that tax revenue to directly, it's actually like 2 degrees of separation, fund the bank war. And so they're going to be, and they'll be buying out more international currencies. They'll be collectivizing more stock, essentially. And when the American dollar hits a point, they'll know because they decide the minimum. The Chinese, for one, will pull out their 25%, and the rest will be history. Now they'll all just follow suit. It'll just be boom, boom, boom. Within a few hours, and then who knows? Who knows how long they're going to allow the US to just slump into an absolute hyperinflation situation for, and New Zealand and Australia and Britain and Canada, and obviously the euro is failing now by design too, as it had to. And then they'll break us up into regions. And then who knows? I mean, I don't think anyone truly knows, unless you're an insider, whether it will be a seamless transition to the bank or. And no one gets killed, or whether they drag it out for a few months, or they drag it out for, as some people were suggesting, like Alan Watt, he suggested them might drag it out for 10, 12, 13 years to kill us all off properly. Mm. But then they wouldn't be able to impose their draconian climate change regulations. So I don't know. I don't know how they're going to balance this against a population that is waking up to them also.
Well, this guy has built a enthusiastic following, and they describe themselves as eco-fascists. It's actually what they describe themselves. And they're receptive to this guy's message and that the state should enact these draconian measures of discipline, prohibition, enforcement, and oppression in order to make people comply with environmental dictates. All right, so these barbaric and dictatorial philosophies remained relatively obscure, okay, the whole time. But and again, it's now really coming out into the foreground, and it seems to me that the time is running out to a certain extent, right? There's only so much exposing you can do before they actually go ahead and implement their plans, right? Now, under this guy's proposal to save the Earth from man-made climate change, only a few million people would work as farmers and fishermen without modern conveniences such as the automobile. The system would be enforced by the creation of a green police who would abandon the syrup of ethics that governs human behavior to completely dominate the population. He calls for forced abortions, while also adding that another world war would be a happy occasion for the planet because it would eradicate tens of millions of people. The environmentalists believe that only jackbooted tyranny can help save Mother Earth from the worst ideologies in the world, which he defines as growth and freedom. Any dictatorship would be better than modern democracy, he writes. There cannot be so incompetent dictator that he would show more stupidity than a majority of the people. Best dictatorship would be one of the heads would roll and government would prevent any economical growth. All right, these people are completely insane. Okay, now, I don't want to insult them, insult the climate cultists, but they're insane and they need to be melted down into biofuel. Okay, that's my fascist solution to this. No, I'm not kidding. If a climate cultist comes to my door, okay, they will be bound and gagged, and I will fit them into a 40-gallon drum with some alcohol, and I will ferment them down into biofuel.
Oh, but that's what they want to do to people, okay?
And I will run my car off that climate cultist for about 3 days.
And he would but then you'll put out a carbon footprint. He'll put out a carbon footprint via your exhaust system.
No, anyway. Don't worry. I'll just slap a sticker on the back like all the other cars do and say I'm carbon neutral because I'm fueled by climate cultists.
and to the climate changers, who are the climate changers who are offended by that statement right now, you need to go up. You need to go on Google and search Belgium government considers melting people down or Belgium government considers dissolving bodies. And you can see how in the name of climate change, you fools have set in motion something that is anti-life, anti-every carbon-based life form. And the Belgian government and now the EU are even considering dissolving the dead because to bury them would release CO2 to the atmosphere as they break down. Dissolving them into and then flush them down into the main sewerage system of the city. You know, just to, so they go out and it's carbon. You can't break it down anymore. It will go and have a carbon. It will release carbon into the water system, into the ocean eventually. And then you know we all know that the ocean is the largest contributor to CO2. Fools, you know. So it doesn't even solve that problem because you can't get rid of carbon.
Yeah, I mean, how big?
You know,
is
like
the ocean?
Most carbon doesn't break. Only carbon-14, the radioactive isotope version of carbon, you know, actually loses matter. Essentially, the forms of carbon that are used, the stable forms of carbon, with you know, four valence electrons. Not that the carbon cultists know that, will remain as it is. You can't break it down. It's a base element. And it will bond with oxygen, and it will evaporate into the air. But still, you guys want to dissolve bodies. That's love. That's loving. That's pure Aleister Crowley sort of love.
Coming soon from the Vinnie Eastwood Show with Will. Funeral in a bottle. Dissolve your sins by dissolving your loved ones. We'll be right back. You know, this is ridiculous, isn't it? The psycho scumbag filth mongers, all right? They call for re-education in the eco-gulags, right? And they say the only solution lies in a centralized government and the tireless control of citizens, all right? And also even calls for killing defectives, you know, as if there's something wrong with us, by means of sterilization, licenses for birth, tight regulation of electricity, or forcing humans to eat rats, the confiscation of private cars, travel to be restricted to members of the elite only, and business to be terminated as the economy is entirely handed over to the control of the state. Okay? And the heart of this dark philosophy revolves around the need to slaughter masses of humans. If there were a button I could press, I would sacrifice myself without hesitating if it meant millions of people would die, he writes. Who misses all those who died in the Second World War? Who misses the 20 million executed by Stalin? Who misses Hitler's 6 million Jews? Asked Linkola. You are listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show with Will! It's the lighter side of genocide. We'll be right back after the break.
I got some so-called friends.
Welcome back.
I'll smile right to my face.
It's the COINTELPRO show with Will. It's impossible to accurately explain and quantify the sheer level of depravity exhibited within some climate cultist beliefs. You know, if these words like everybody needs to die or anything were written by some crazed mass murderer, then we would at least be able to dismiss their import. But these horrendous doctrines are embraced by a prominent environmentalist whose popularity is growing as the putrid tentacles of the eco-fascist movement grow into more areas of society and public discourse. And we were just talking over the break about how even people that we know kind of, you know, rag on us for free speech, right, and tell us that this all this stuff that we're talking about doesn't happen. And then when it does happen, they don't say anything. They don't admit that they're wrong. They don't do anything about it, okay? They're just total slave scum, all right?
Now, they don't even have to admit to me. They don't even have to – it's not a pride thing. I don't care that if they come to me or not, say sorry for abusing the hell out of me. All they need to do, all I care about is if they start calling to talk radio, if they start writing letters to the Herald saying we shouldn't have this carbon tax, if they get involved in their own little way, I think they're great. I think they're great, awake, aware humans helping fight for their species. But they don't. They don't. They leave it to a handful of people. There's a handful of people that me and Vinny know in this country that send emails on a regular basis to mainstream media telling them they're lying. There's a handful of people, you know, so they don't listen. They don't have to listen to 6 to 10 of us abusing them every once in a while. You know, I always find myself writing emails. I send group emails, goes to politicians, goes to TV networks. I preload on the list, a scum list. And I just go, yep, send to scum. And, you know, and 80 emails just fly out. And I get one or two responses out of those 80. Most of them are computer-generated. They don't have to listen to anyone, right, because there are not enough people. So all those people who voted for the National, who voted against the climate changes and everything else, who then got a conservative shill bend on them and pushed through the global carbon tax in New Zealand in the shape of the ETS, they need to be writing into our local papers. They need to be calling up the TV networks, telling them to stop lying about climate change. It's eroding their own pension, and they don't care.
I'm so angry, Will, you know? Like, really, really angry. And I can't become unangry about it. It's freaking impossible because it's just such ruthless tyranny. And it's taking over my bloody country, all right? And I won't stand for it. But yet, if I go absolutely friggin' nuts and fly off the handle, people will say, Vinny, you're crazy. You're getting upset over nothing.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. No. We have a dumbass country. We've just got to be a laid-back sucker and just take it. Just take. There's nothing they won't take. Honestly, man, there's just... and this was a litmus test for the globalists, and they just saw, well, can we inflate everything by 4% in New Zealand with the ETS? Sure we can. Will we piss some people off? Sure, 90 people protested. 90. Oh, well, I think we can squeeze it until we get to 10,000 protesting. So we can push it a bit harder than that. We have protests of 10,000 people we don't do anything about in New Zealand. So 90 people, we can go much further than that. We can start dissolving bodies. We can up the tax to 16%. We can do whatever we want.
And that's
the country's asleep.
But as soon as they talk about mining, you know, clean green New Zealand or something, 50,000 climate cultists fill the streets like in an instant.
Because they can understand digging a hole. They can't understand anything else though.
They can understand digging an enormous hole, but they can't understand throwing a huge amount of money into it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, They're totally out of control, these guys. Totally brainless.
And we're the ones that are supposedly anti-establishment. If anybody's anti-establishment, it's these people, because the established order or whatever the heck it is, I wouldn't quite call it established because that means that it's actually gotten somewhere, you know, is just being completely bulldozed by all these people, okay? They don't care that they're going to wind up sterilizing millions billions of people. They don't care that they're going to be responsible for the death of all freedom and the death of the majority of humanity, if not all humanity, okay? They don't
connect
the freaking dots, man.
This is like collectivist fanaticism. It's worse than religious fanaticism. These are the sort of people who hate Christian fundamentalists to a T. And then they go out with the brand of fundamentalism of their own that hasn't got 2,000 years of scripture behind it. Yeah? They just go out with the stuff that's got 5 years of Al Gore's tripe behind it and 1992 Rio Summit Agenda 21 behind it. That's all it's got behind it. It's a complete fiction of their own while they laugh at other people and they go, this is science, you know? And this is real. We're not religious. And they're totally deluded, totally insane, totally lacking any sort of discernment, any historical reference points, everything. They're just headless chickens.
And if you don't believe
if you don't believe it,
then seriously, go up to any climate cultist, and ask them to explain to you how, with any causal effect, carbon dioxide is heating up the oxygen. All right? Ask them. They won't be able to tell you because they
don't. In fact, why don't we do that? No. Why don't we promote that on the radio show? Everyone who's listening right now who agrees with us, or if you don't agree with us, please research it. But go up to someone you know as an advocate for climate change, someone who influences others with their tribe, and go and engage in a debate with them today. Go and tell them how it's warming and now cooling across the entire solar system. Go and discuss these things. Go and discuss how temperature comes an increased temperature comes from an increase in CO2.
Yeah.
And there's a lag there a few hundred years. And this is an ice core record proven fact. Go and show them how they lied about the glaciers in India.
Yeah.
Go and show them how these sea levels around the islands, what Vinny was discussing before. And do it with them. And if only 100 people have listened to the show do it today, we will have an effect.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just small baby steps.
But if you do nothing, ladies and gentlemen, then you will deserve the government that we wind up getting out of this situation. You don't even need to tell these climate cultists what the facts are. You don't even need to know what the facts are. All you can do, easily enough, is just keep asking questions. And I can guarantee you, they will not be able to answer them because they don't know jack about what they're pushing. Okay? If anybody truly knew in this climate cultist movement what is behind it and the reason why they're pushing it so hard on everybody, they wouldn't support it unless they were absolutely out of their freaking minds. Like the Vinnie Eastwood Show with Will! And we'll be right back. Gentlemen, hear my plea. Have a little bit of unity out there. I mean, we do a lot of aggressive stuff on this show, you know. But, you know, there's too much terrible things going on in this world to take it all seriously. You know, pretty much. It's dangerous to delve into the darkness of the reality of the world if you don't keep your sense of humor tucked to your belt like a pistol, all right? Because it's impossible to deal with, all right? And some people, they go nuts trying to figure it out. And I said to them, you know, don't try and figure it out, okay? Because it's insane, all right? And the only way you could ever truly figure it out and understand it is if you were insane. So don't try. Otherwise, you'll drive yourself
nuts. It's like trying to understand. Can anyone understand why Charles Manson took acid and injected it into someone's brain whilst watching pornography with them in his lounge? I mean, like, psychopaths don't follow logical models. People say, why would they go to all the elaborate, you know, rigging a building with explosives and this and that? And yeah, and it's so. And they have it. They go, the biggest argument against conspiracy theories is they go, ever heard of Occam's Law? The simplest explanation is usually the best one, and it's right, and that's it, because science says so. Look, there's nothing simple about, you know, using rehypnol on people and all these things that psychopaths do and how they elaborately murder prostitutes 17-fold or something, you know, Masonic bloody rituals like Jack the Ripper did in London. There's nothing normal about this, embalming bodies, stealing certain organs out of them in certain geometric areas and, you know, like, totally abstract stuff. Normal people just can't understand how psychos operate. And you do need to take things to a certain level of, serious to a certain point to be able to understand it. And, yeah, it's dangerous. There's danger in doing that. But the world is dangerous and it's meant to be. It's just that we've been so normalized and sanitized and domesticated that we think danger or hardship is wrong. No.
Yeah, and speaking
it's just part of
the
danger, life.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and also, funny news, the UN has appointed their alien ambassador.
Is it Helen Clark?
No, it's some astrophysicist chick. So apparently, when aliens come and contact the Earth, as if they haven't been here already for the ages, this UN ambassador will be the one who represents humanity. Isn't that great? We'll be right
Does
she back.
Have a big,
after the break.
Big pizza-shaped head.
We'll be back, folks. CIA-sponsored COINTELPRO show with Will. I'm your host, Vinny Eastwood. And what were we talking about over the break, Will? Oh, yeah, Operation Mockingbird. Anybody ever heard of this? This is great. CIA decided that they needed to have some sort of a stranglehold, or rather a little bit of control over the media. So they launched Operation Mockingbird, whose job it was, basically, to put as many of the top media people in the pockets of the CIA to push their propaganda. Now, I don't know about you, but I reckon that stuff is still going on. Probably in great numbers.
Well, of course, this was back during the 70s, and it's called Mockingbird after the bird that resides down in the southern states, in the Texas sort of area. And what the plan was to use the mainstream media to be a counterfeit of someone who was grassroots and having a sort of, you know, altruistic sort of response and gaining momentum and concern within their community. And so there have been people say that Glenn Beck is probably the figurehead for Operation Mockingbird. And Glenn Beck certainly takes his talking points from the truth movement and then puts this fascistic government control spin on it. But he pretty much agrees with most of what's in the truth movement, except he doesn't take it far enough and say that the certain secret societies are running it and talk about Bohemian Grove. And he won't obviously say that 9/11 was an inside job. He hates 9/11 truthers. But Glenn Beck seems to take a lot of his stuff from InfoWars, believe it or not. And This is the whole Mockingbird scenario, isn't it? It's called Mockingbird for a reason.
And I wonder if it has any relationship to the book To Kill a Mockingbird.
I think that might be an artistic license, but I don't know. I don't know there. I don't know at all. But the media just it's worked on people. It worked on me. You know, you think you're smart. You're there reading the newspaper and just sucking it all in and watching the TV shows, and people think, oh, that's politics. I watched some chat show, Campbell Live, or you know, I'm politically aware. Because relatively to their idiot friends, they are. But they're still not fully aware. So this is relativism failing again. Relativism versus realism or a dogmatic approach. You then realize that there's more than just waking up and suddenly read the paper. Then it's reading between the lines. Then it's when you read sustainability and you know being able to see what that means. Now I see sustainability, it's like, oh, hair's got back of my neck. These guys want to kill us. Any time I hear it said, it's kind of bad. I know not everyone means it that way, but a lot of the time it is exactly that interpretation. It's sustainability means population controls, adopting out kids, forced adoptions is going on all over the planet, gunpoint, thanks to the police. Taking kids away from good families and giving them to bloody well homosexuals and weirdos, and
they all want us to work together along those lines, you know. And in the truth movement, we work together on a different aspect. For example, Planet Earth Awakens 01, the guy who uploads our shows to YouTube for us. Without us even asking or us even knowing about it in the first place, he says, I really appreciate the effort you are putting into fighting the degenerate NWO. I'll keep uploading as many of your radio interviews as I can because I think we all need to work together as much as possible in this fight, and I also just enjoy the show. So many people spend their time on anonymous forums just bicker amongst themselves and going nowhere, whereas your eyes are on the front line actually putting yourself in danger. Well done and keep going. Even if we lose this battle, which I kind of think we will, at least we tried our very best. At the very least, anything's better than feeling like an elitist's female dog bitch.
Yeah, well, thank you for that comment, and we appreciate it, and we will continue to push this show on. And we're looking like we're going to grow, Avani. But, I mean, the thing is, we're just going to keep doing it anyway, and we're going to keep doing our own thing anyway, and we're going to keep pushing harder and harder, and more people are going to do the same, and it's going to, you know, and just power to them, power to them, and power to everyone. There should be no competition in the truth movement. We should all be just competing against the scum who've hijacked our culture, who are making Lady Gaga normal and demonizing truth. And, you know, these are our common enemy. And the elite's common enemy is everyone you know and love. And our common enemy is them and their followers.
Yeah, and, I mean, get behind the people that you actually agree with, you know. Support those people. Don't spend your time sitting around just criticizing the ones that you hate, okay?
Just support yourself.
Something like, hey, what was it called? The Alchemist was talking about this, you know, mate, The Alchemist, how if you give your energy to an idea, if it's an anti-idea, like, for example, don't be anti-New World Order, be pro-freedom. Don't be anti-climate change, be pro-climate denial.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing, isn't it? You know, like some people get the whole don't talk negative once again, but, you know, we are pro-freedom. Of course we are. And that's why we are anti-them. But, you know, it's the same thing. I don't know. It's a false positive or, I don't know, double negative. Whatever it is. But it's kind of like, I just think that people should stop support living through other people, and that it applies to the truth movement too. So don't support people randomly. If you really aren't able to go out on the street and speak and you aren't able to rally your fellow man, then okay, get behind someone you think is doing a good job. And there are plenty of people out there doing good jobs. You know, ordinary people like Charlie Beach who've just taken it upon themselves. So yeah, I like Charlie, support what he does, but support yourself. So if you're able-bodied and you're able-minded, and you obviously are because you're listening to the show, you know, support yourself and just back your own morale. And you know, a lot of people out there who have fought foreign wars for tyrannical governments as good, honest people. And they've got strength and resolve beyond what I can imagine. You don't need to pick up guns yet, but but pick up, you know, get on the internet, start doing things, make a YouTube channel, spread it all around. I'm amazed how many people are on YouTube, how many patriots on YouTube these days. Isn't it awesome?
Oh, yeah, we're fully taken over, eh?
Oh, yeah, that's why they hate us so much. That's why the White House is drafting papers how to censor us.
Yeah, and not everybody out there can do what me and Will do, you know. I mean, we're intelligent guys, you know, we're not tooting our own trumpet or anything like that, but we're good at what we do, okay? We back up other people, like Charlie Veach, for example, and I pay homage to people who I respect like that. You know, like if you can go onto YouTube and have a look, and you can see my my video, Mr. News Does the Love Police, you know. And there's a reason why I do these sorts of things, is because I like to support and imitate, because imitation is the highest form of flattery, apparently, the people that I respect. And the people that I believe need to be promoted. And that's the bottom line. If they're doing something better than you, copy them and then attribute whatever your work is to them, you know. Don't try and claim the...
We'll just do something on your own, though. I'd just rather people just be themselves and do your own brand. And if you're naturally sort of a happy-go-lucky person and you don't like my style so much, then go do your style. Or if you're sort of angry and bitter at like me, then go out there and be angry and bitter. But like, go out there and just do what you have to do. Do what you feel is right. Do as thou wilt. No, not like Aleister Crowley, please. But no. With a moral compass, and I think people gain a moral compass by reading all about all this crap that's going on, how they want to melt people's bodies down in the name of climate change. Like, that's how you gain morality, by seeing how immoral the current world dictators are. And they're just all around you. They're not just at the UN. They're in your local council offices. They're just weirdos everywhere. And you go out there, confront them today. Just go out there and just do anything. Go to your local GP and tell them about the mercury and the vaccines and see what sort of response you get. But hold them to the fire. Hold their feet to the fire. Go to your local council authority. I went there the other day with a friend who's been charged $200 a year to register his dog, just to register a dog. It's like 187 or whatever it is. It's outrageous just to register a dog that does nothing, harms no one, stays on a quiet property all day. And some big council buffoon, you know, sycophant-looking, short-haired type butch woman, looks like she could fight 10 guys, is there saying, you have to pay the fee, the government says so, you know. And there's all these people everywhere. Go to the supermarket. You're under 25. You look like you're under 25. Where's your ID to buy a box of beer? You know, like the law's 18, sorry. They're like, no, you're under 25. We have the right to ask all you for ID. I got hassled one time, not even buying alcohol, with a friend who was. I wasn't carrying ID. She had ID. She's younger than me. She was able to buy it. But because I didn't have ID, this little tyrant at the local supermarket said she couldn't buy it. Like, it's just weirdos like this, Vinny. I mean, don't you encounter these freaks everywhere? And I just get mentally enraged and start a big argument in the supermarket. I don't care. other people are just like, just hurry around and get your ID and, you know, just serve, you know, don't make a fuss, don't get embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed. A bunch of scum want to push me around when I'm just out and about, you know. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. I'll argue till I'm red in the face till the police turn up. I don't care. And there's that sort of, you know, that's what you've got to do with these people. I mean, everywhere there's this low-lying scum, there's high-rising scum, they're just floating about like ash.
Yeah, yeah. No, they're like Corexit.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you, man. The amount of... Vinny would imagine this, but the amount of people I've gone into arguments with, like just in it's kind of bad, but it's just in day-to-day stuff. Like, if someone tries messing me around, you know, I'm not your slave, okay? Like, and if the whole world was like this, we wouldn't have these power consolidations get off the ground.
What I love about these arguments that we get into with these cultists and all of that kind of stuff is I just find it incredibly amusing that they get so aggressive so quickly. Like, I'll be talking about this, say, you see, well, actually, the ocean is the largest emitter of CO2 on the Earth, and it produces about 87% or something, or 75% of the world's carbon. And the human being species only produces about 3% of that of the carbon that's emitted in the atmosphere. At the most, and we're not really changing the environment. And they go, oh, God, oh,
yeah. Yeah, they sound like that. was that YouTube video? Man barks like a dog or something or other? Barking dog man? Look it up, guys. Yeah, they sound like him anyway, like these rabid rabies infested things. But no, they can't handle it. Like, you just hit the nail on the head, Vinny. The entire mankind, all our factories, all our cars, all everything, 3% of CO2. But, you know, to get that CO2, we're actually taking it from a natural system, so the CO2 is already there. So, for instance, when we breathe out CO2, we were breathing it in too. You know what I mean? So it's not we're creating it, we're recycling it. We're not creating anything. We can't. We're not gods yet. For the Freemasons out there.
Recycling is bad for the environment.
And so it's like, but we are an actual, so if in the pantheist religion, if Gaia made us, okay, then why isn't our presence here welcome in a natural model? Because we are natural beings. We've only created things from natural resources. So, you know, even all the plastic chairs and stuff we've created from natural resources, and we are a natural being, so aren't we meant to be here? No. This is where you get into the occult. So they believe that a supranational elite, they believe in a godlike elite, just like in Egypt, where the slave masters are literal, like, 10-foot tall, just, rah, do that, rah, whipping people and, you know, throwing them down pits and stuff. They believe that, you know, the modern-day equivalent, that they're actual super beings, and that they decide for the gods, for the battle that's been played out above, who gets to die down here. And this is the weird thing. So they're not actual true pantheists, believing everything's equal in nature. They're occult elitists. So they have to be guardians. They believe they're guardians, and so that's what the Georgia Guidestones are all about, is maintain the population under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature, erected by R.C. Christian, a pseudonym. And that's what that whole thread's about, is we, the elite, we get to decide who lives and dies today. We get to see who's decide how many babies are aborted at birth, how many people have to drink fluoride their whole lives. Yeah. And they're never going to see it, these climate cultists. They're a million miles away.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, but that's the tragedy. But also, at the same time, it's an opportunity. You see, it's an opportunity for you to distinguish yourself from these people. Okay? It's not like we wish them all to be exterminated like they want to for us. It's more like we want them to remember what it is to be human. We want them to understand what it is to know what freedom is. We want them to stop trying to kill us. I should think that's not an unreasonable frickin' request. You know, please don't kill me.
Look, I can't make any promises, Vinny. You know what? The climate has to come first, and we can't promise anything. No, most of them are like we've had climate cultists on this show, and I'd place a guess and say none of them were killers. I don't think we've had a good murderer yet on this show. But they don't realize that they are murderer enablers, and they're directly, more so than the average person, responsible for the enabling of these characters.
They're like the kind of people in a family that doesn't tell the rest of the family when the uncle rapes the niece, you know? They just allow it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if they had any form of morals, ethics, or common decency, they would do such a thing as resist propaganda, resist fascism, resist enslavement. But no!
We've had them on the show, right? And look, we've had some big climate changes on the show too. Guys have written books about it, everything else. And we put up arguments, and I'm amazed. I'm looking to be shot down. None of them have actually shot us down yet, Vinny. And that's not being arrogant, but that's true, right? None of them have actually been able to counter our arguments.
No, you're just being arrogant. Well, what are you talking about? I was looking to learn something from the last climate change we had.
I was looking to learn something from him, and he started repeating crap. Like, it was just totally irrelevant.
You know, I wish there was an intelligent climate cultist out there who could actually argue with us and have facts on their side, but they don't. None of them do. The only thing that I ever hear out of these scumbag filthmongers, no offense, climate cultists, is repetition, repetition, repetition. That's it, okay? You ask them to expand on anything, even remotely, add a single more sentence of information to that explanation of why CO2 is the main driver of the climate, please, Mr. Climate Cultist. And they can't. They never will be able to, because it's just one enormous frickin' fraud. And I'm sorry that I'm upset, but I just don't want to be exterminated. We'll be right back after the break.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Businessman cultist, drink my wine. And they want to exterminate us as if we were all swine. No.
I was just thinking over the break, the best personification, I think, of these people is something I used to enjoy watching as a kid, you know, like 7 or 8 years old, and that was Captain Planet. And I didn't realise as a kid, obviously, that was slick UN propaganda. I didn't know who the UN were when I was 7 or 8, luckily. But, it was – remember that guy? And it was so occultic too, because there were five ordinary kids that made up this pentagram thing too, and they were in earth, air, wind, water, fire. Our powers combined. I am Captain Planet, you know, and it was Captain Planet's going to take pollution down to zero and take the people down to zero. And, you know, he'd go and zoom down.
Population down to zero.
Yeah. It's
Captain
the whole thing. You can look it up
and the Planet Youth.
Yeah, seriously, like, I'll get the YouTube clip and show you over the break, Vinny. But like, and this is why we need a TV show. We could show everyone this stuff. But you know, he just zooms down like Superman, zooms down to some industrialist, and there's like this David Rockefeller sort of character smoking a cigar, kind of like the big fat guy in Land of Confusion in that video by Disturbed. But anyway, he's this industrialist and there's big smoggy chimneys. You know, so the insinuation is already there. Carbon, soot. And you know, Captain Planet will just pick this guy up and throw him into outer space. And yeah, go Planet. You know, kill them all.
Kill all those people who pollute the planet, right? And this is the irony, and we've been talking about this the whole freaking show. The irony of this argument by the climate cultists is the fact that, the only reason why the planet's in such a bad way is because people haven't been looking at the proper political system. All right? The real political system is the business of enslavement, the business of slaughter. Okay? War is a racket, as General Smedley Butler once said. And that's exactly what this is. This is a war against free humanity. Okay? Now, the entire system's been structured to a way where pollution is absolutely guaranteed. If you are alive today, you are guaranteed to be poisoning the environment. Okay? And it's not your fault. Not at all. What freaking choice have you been given? How many people out there have been given electric cars that cause cancer? You know, whatever solution is being proposed is actually worse than the original problem, and is usually created, and the solution is usually proposed by the same people who created the entire problem in the first frickin' place. You know, problem, reaction, solution. It happens over and over and over again. There is no reason to think that any climate cultist is thinking for themselves. They are brainwashed slaves, pure.
Because they don't realize how far the monopoly of power goes on this planet, and that the monopoly won't give it up. They'll just change their clothes. They're just like some rapist clown, you know, who just would just, you know, go out and rape a few kids, and then he'll just change his clothes and do it again the next day. And that's what these guys do. They just go, I'm not the UN now, I'm NATO now, I'm the WHO now, I'm the World Bank today, I'm the US government the next day, I'm the British the next, you know. And it's just... That's what these are chameleons. These are two-faced, no-good chameleons. And, yeah, but once again, this is all, it's too much because they don't understand the base premise. And they'll never teach it in school, and they'll never put it on TV, and so people can forget about those two avenues. And so it comes down to personal relations, which are broken down, so people don't talk to their neighbours anymore, so that aids their agenda. So all their neighbours are individual and isolated, and they're just getting brainwashed individually, and then they go to work and talk about how they're all propagandised and believing all the bull. And we've got to go and invade Iran next because, you know, Ahmadinejad spoke out, said 9/11 was an inside job. All these talking points they get while they're being conditioned in front of the TV every night.
Yeah, and where do we get our information from? You know, that's the main point. You know,
see, the leftists think they
understand. If you're stupid enough to watch mainstream news for your information, unlike me who watches mainstream news just to see what disinformation they're kind of spreading today. You ever seen the film Shooter made by Antoine Foucault about the assassination?
Wahlberg.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg. Yeah. Okay.
Very good film.
Yeah, he sits, brilliant film, okay? And he sits down on the computer and he says, okay, what lies are they telling today? And that's exactly what I say every time when I sit down in front of the television to watch my daily dose of propaganda, to figure out what my enemy is pushing on my people.
There's so much truth in movies. That's fair. If you watch movies and with a discerning mind now, I'm just seeing stuff all the time like, whoa, they stuck that in there, they stuck this in there, like, just... really amazing, to be honest. You know, they get away with the stuff. And I'm sitting there with zombies, and zombies just don't pick it up. Well, you're looking too much into things, you know. But their subconscious is picking it up. That's what they don't realize. Their subconscious is being prepared fully.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm just commenting on a Facebook status of a friend of mine, Oliver Woods. He was part of a little political party that helped call for taking the government suck tax off of fresh fruit and vegetables as one of their ideas, and now our main leftist, you know, communist party, the Labour Party, has taken up that idea. And I say, yay, great, that'll save us from the super city privatisation which Labour started, and the carbon tax, and the ACC levy hikes, and the GST price hikes, and the rates hikes. We'll be doing so much hiking, I'll probably get fit running on my hamster wheel. Yay! I love being a slave. I love it so freaking much. I love to do my little slave dance, you see? And I can, like, go from side to side and clap in my little 6x6 cell, which I can't even stand up in properly because I'm living in my slave block cage under Agenda 21 in the central Auckland city. And in fact, that's what we'll do. We'll have a music concert, the I Love to Be a Slave concert, and we'll all dance around about how much we love being slaves and why we shouldn't resist the government and all of that. I bet we'd draw quite a crowd, don't you think, Will?
Be like, you know? Oh, don't be so cynical. This country's free.
you know. Oh my god, it reminds me of Sophia. Yeah, this chick was at a party once and discussing fascism, and one thing she said was, you know, the one thing that Hitler did wrong, and I, I didn't even let her finish the sentence. I couldn't help myself. I just cracked up laughing because it's so hilarious. The one thing that Hitler did wrong, yeah, it was just the one thing, you know. You know, and we've got these young people in our country, you know, people are the same age as me, and I call them young people because, well, let's face it, they've got the mind of a child at best. you know, they think that because they can tie their own shoelaces and they can drink alcohol that they're adult and they can make reasonable political decisions based upon a single leaflet that was dropped in their letterbox by some well-funded candidate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, the elementary moronity, even a word.
I was looking at some of the pamphlets, and Colin Craig, you know, Colin Craig's a good guy, and he's got some money behind him, which is good. He's got bigger pamphlets than John Banks and Len Brown and more of them. He's put out 3 so far nationally in all the papers, so that's quite amazing. But he's got some great points, and he doesn't rather funnily. Did you see his latest one with Len Brown and John Banks waiting at a train station?
Like
homeless people or something. I thought that was mildly entertaining in a sick way. But Len Brown, I was reading Len Brown's flyer, and I was like, was this like it reminded me of Intermediate, where you have to make up your own flyers, you know, as a kid, and kind of like some class captain competition, you know, like, vote for me for class captain. I was like, whoa, we're in a giant, this is a, you know, circus trick or something. This is utter crap. I'm just reading it. I will reduce taxes. I will help the environment. And he was just a baby. Like, I was just reading this going, how could anyone fall for this crap?
Because they're all babies too, Will.
It's just like, oh, I was reading it, it's going, oh my goodness, I would be totally embarrassed if I was anything to do with this campaign.
Oh, God. Now, hey, that's the reason why I don't support any mainstream parties in their campaigns. I mean, so far I've supported people like Penny Bright, who stand against corruption and bribery and conflicts of interest in government. Nobody else apparently stands for that.
All the others tonight happens.
Yeah, and the Legalized Cannabis Party to get rid of the frickin' drug war, which gives the police an excuse to pull over and arrest young people like there's no bloomin' tomorrow. And there certainly won't be much of a bloomin' tomorrow because everybody gets so ticked off with the fact that they get arrested all the time for no good bloody reason that they start becoming all anti-establishment and start becoming people who assault police officers, as is happening now more and more regularly, you know. And it's just my take, right, that perhaps we should actually think about and look at the people that we're voting for. Look at the track record. What have they done? And in most cases that I've seen, every single mainstream candidate that gets all the media attention is working for the enemy. As much as you could ever conceivably work for the enemy, that's what they do, in every single conceivable way. Okay, if privatizing your water and giving it to international corporations like Veolia is anything to go by, then Len Brown is a traitor to this country. John Banks is a traitor to this country. Okay, these are bought and paid for politicians, and don't think that, you know, this is isolated to New Zealand. Absolutely not. It's the exact same story.
Len Brown's wife had cancer.
Shush, Will. It's the exact same story over and over and over again everywhere, okay? You cannot avoid it. You can only resist it. And that's the thing that we need to get through the woodwork here. Resistance. I will not be a slave. I won't let my country be taken over by fascists. I will not move on this issue. Okay. Now, if somebody could come along and argue me out of it and say, no, Vinny, fascism's actually really good, you know, there's these points and all that kind of stuff that's really good. If somebody could, you know, come up with a rational, fact-based argument of why freedom's such a terrible thing and why fascism is going to save us all, you know, I'd probably change my belief structure. Not a problem. I go on whatever actually is factual. Okay, the unfortunate thing for fascists and climate cultist pushers and scumbags who are running for the government who just want to have control over everybody is that none of them have any pure intentions. They say that they do just so that you'll be stupid enough to vote for them. All right, pretty simple. Anything that any government stooge says is designed to make you dumber. If you believe a single word that any politician says, they've probably already succeeded. You know, and people act like you've got a choice. You know, vote between the national government, who introduced anti-smacking legislation that reduces the ability of parents to discipline their own children. No, don't vote for them. Vote for the national government, which puts in carbon taxes so that it taxes and regulates every single aspect of life. That's your choice. You know, it's a false choice, ladies and gentlemen. If you vote for the Democrats, if you vote for the Republicans, you are voting for your own enslavement. Don't vote tactically. To hell with tactics, because if you try to vote tactically, you're only working into the tactics of the New World Order. You know, they've created it specifically to coerce your conformity and make sure that you make these silly decisions based upon little or no information spread by propaganda pushers like John Key or Barack H. O'Barry. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show with Will. And there must be some kind of way out of here, and we'll be right back.
Black sunrise, shadow coming over the sky. Black sunrise, always gonna be a surprise, 'cause we don't know. The way is going to go.
Final segment. Incel Hub, coming up next on American Freedom Radio. Yesterday I managed to get up the live stream from American Freedom Radio posted onto the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. So you can listen to American Freedom Radio there and also listen to the show live if you happen to be up for it. And I've been talking to a few people over the past couple of weeks who say that, yeah, man, I've never heard an episode of the show, but I really want to, but it's on so early. You know, and fair enough. I mean, I would never get up at like 6 a.m. to listen to somebody else's radio show. Heck no. Which is conveniently why we have archives at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. That's thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. That's Vinnie with a Y, because that's the most important question there is. All right, and we're talking over the break about how the education system doesn't teach people to ask questions why and doesn't teach them to think things through or teach them to solve problems, of course, and then they just teach them to repeat. And it's very evident when you have a look at people's political beliefs. You know, you ask anybody, you know, anybody who votes for one of the two main controlled opposition, leftist, rightist, centrist, whatever the hellest parties, and all that these people are talking about is precisely whatever this untrustworthy leader, whomever they may be, you know, the face changes but the mouth says the same thing. That's what people do. They just repeat it over and over again. Okay, they never learn anything. They never understand any ideology. They never come up with any political ideas of their own. All right? And I'm not saying that I'm some frickin' genius. It's actually pretty elementary. Even my dad, who's like, you know, anti-terrorist and everything like this, and anti-Muslim, okay? Even he understands that all the politics is completely a fraud, you know? So what's your excuse out there? You know, politics is a total fraud. It always has been and conceivably always will be. All right, there's no reason to think any different. I've not seen any evidence that politics has benefited people. You know, Where? Show me one example where somebody playing the political game has actually helped their country or their people or, in general, the planet. I don't see it happening. It's not the point of government. The point of government is to lie to you so that you'll give up all your safety that is provided to you by your civil rights. Okay? These are not gifts that are given to you by the state. These are your rights from birth. Okay? And the government is just there to convince you that they're not rights, they're privileges, so that they can take them away from you. And if you're stupid enough to believe these lying pieces of filth, then you deserve precisely what you're going to get. You know, period. I should think that was pretty straightforward. If you're stupid enough to believe somebody who's so obviously a deceptive liar, then you deserve whatever's coming to you. And I don't want to be, you know, negative about all this, but it's pretty obvious, isn't it? If you don't know what you're doing, it's easy to be led astray. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Right, Will? Will, are you there?
Yeah, Vinny. Yeah, no, I was just letting you take it away, mate. Yeah, no. People won't stand for anything. They waver in the wind, and they're looking for someone to attach their you know, attach their lapel to, you know, or attach to their lapel. They're just looking for branded, badged, boxed ideas that fit within their own confines of understanding of reality, pretty much. Very narrow, very limited debate. Well, just narrow and limited. Nothing out of the box, nothing extreme, nothing extremist like those 9/11 truthers, and nothing that's anti the established orders of the world for the last few thousand years. You know, yeah. Just keep it ticking along. Don't want to rock the boat, okay? Don't want to rock the boat.
Who would have thought that the U.S. government... Who would have thought the U.S. government would attack itself and blame it on its enemies?
They don't attack themselves, you idiot. That was their financial center. Why would they attack their own financial center?
Because the day before, the Pentagon had a couple of trillion missing from its coffers.
No, they
and then
didn't.
Everyone forgot about that.
What are you talking about? I didn't hear that in the news. You're making that up.
Yeah, no, well, guess where we heard it? On the news. Okay, and this is another thing.
No, that's on the internet. No, you can't trust it. It's on the internet.
Yeah, it's on the internet.
It's not a university approved source. First thing about university is you can't cite the internet as a reference.
It's not peer reviewed by peer reviewed journals that are owned by globalists. Okay, therefore it's not true.
Peer review process has no money. No one in the peer review process receives any income. Okay.
Yeah,
they do it for love and passion, and they all care about climate change.
And they're real scientists who actually read all the research and don't just ghostwrite and put their signatures on it to make it look legit after getting paid huge amounts by the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah, too much corruption. Too many conspiracy theories. Conspiracies don't happen because they're big groups of people. They always get exposed.
Yeah. There's no such thing as a secret, Vinny. What are you talking about? The government doesn't lie to us.
It's just like...
I know everything the government does. I know who owns the Federal Reserve. Of course I do. It's transparent.
There's no conflicts of interest between people loaning governments money and then privatizing all their assets for the benefit of international banksters. Vinny, I don't know what you're worried about, man. Enslavement is good. I mean, just look at history. All the slaves have been very, very happy. They never tried to escape, never had revolutions. And just remember, Vinny, that everybody who disagrees with the government has always been proven to be wrong, and everybody who's gone to war and died for their country is obviously a hero because they're stupid enough to believe everything that the government shovels down their throat, Vinny. I mean, what are you doing? You're just crazy, you know? You're just trying to change the world and make it a better place. That's just dumb. You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we love you very much, and I know we insult a hell of a lot of climate cultists on the show, but they deserve it. We'll be back tomorrow.